Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
With us now is Deb Lucia. She is the chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Deb, thank you for joining us this evening. Always nice to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, John. It's nice to be on the show.
So you've got a lot coming up this week. We've got the regular monthly meeting on Thursday, where we've got a bunch of the new candidates that have made it through the primaries that are coming in. Folks get a chance to meet them, many for the first time, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have quite a few people that are running for office this time that have never been an office holder before. We've got some for the legislature. Chris Parisha is running for Tom Sawyer's seat. We have J.R. Clays, who's running for the Senate seat 27.
Which Joe Clays, right? Joe Clays.
Joe Clays. J.R.'s brother. Sorry, Joe Clays. Sorry about that. Joe Clays. Sorry, Joe. we have Eric Seligman, who's running for Henry Helgerson's seat.
Yep.
And then Jill Ward, who's running for Brenda Lanwear's seat.
Yeah, I've had Jill Ward on the show, actually, and we're going to have Eric, I think, on the show next week. Christopher Parisho, I've reached out to him. We're going to have him on the show. That's an interesting race. He may actually, I mean, I know Tom Sawyer, but Christopher, that may be a race that we might actually be able to win. I know he's working pretty hard.
Well, you know, I hope that we can win that race. Chris has run for it he's run for it before. But, you know, with a little bit of support, Chris could do really, really well in that race. And, you know, I think Tom's had some opportunities to do better for the people, but he's consistently not passed taxes for them. He has done nothing to help that particular district. And that's a district that could have done really well with a tax, you know, the tax reductions that we put in place that he said no to. And so he's not working for the people in that district. And hopefully Chris will have a chance to do that.
Well, the other thing, I know that Tom always votes with the governor, so I'm sure he voted against, you know, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. So, you know, that's a major issue everywhere you go. That's got almost 70% support, not to have biological males competing in women's sports. But the other thing that I think I hear a lot when I'm out door knocking is, you know, we need term limits in a lot of these cases. And I love Tom. I served with Tom. But goodness gracious, I think he's been in there going on two decades by now. And at some point, you know, it's time for fresh blood, regardless of your party affiliation.
That's exactly right. He's been there for a very long time. Same thing with Henry Helgerson. He's been in his seat for a very long time. And the people deserve to have people that really represent them that are thinking of their best interest. And I know that one of the things that got Eric Seligman in the race against Henry Helgerson was the tax vote, not supporting a tax plan for the people.
Yeah, Henry, and again, I like Henry. Shoot, Henry Helgerson may be one of the most fiscally conservative legislators, regardless of party, up in Topeka, when it comes to budget. But then again, he turns around and doesn't support tax cuts. So it's, you know, because it's so hard to get a Democrat that will oppose Laura Kelly. She's got tight reins on her party. And, that's the problem. They do what they're told. They fall in line with the boss lady.
Yes, that's exactly right. And then we have a couple other races, too. You know, we've got the 3rd District County Commissioner, Stephanie Wise, is a new candidate. And while Jeff Blubaugh served in City Hall, he has not served as a county commissioner. He's got a race. And then we have a couple of people up for state school board, Debbie Potter and Jason Carmichael. So we've got quite a few new people that are running this time in roles that we really could use some representation on the conservative side.
We do definitely need some new blood on the state school board. I would love to see that. We're going to need some new blood on the Wichita school board, too, after their recent vote. My producer's sitting here nodding his head after seeing what they just did. Kathy Bond, to her credit, was the only one not to vote for a massive new tax increase. I guarantee you that's going to come up on the show soon. But we're talking with Deb Lucia, the chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Deb, then you've also got the Grand Ole Picnic coming up on Saturday. This is at 4 o'clock, I believe. And the big headliner is Senator Dr. Roger Marshall, correct?
Correct. Senator Marshall will be speaking at 4:30. It's at Temple Baptist Church, which is off of Lincoln Street. It's on the east side of Wichita, but it's Temple Baptist Church. It's going to be a really fun event. We've got lots of great things planned, things for kids. It's for everybody. This is for kids of all ages. Bring your family, bring your grandkids, bring your neighbors, people that have not been to a Republican event, if they're welcome. Bring them to come. Listen to Senator Marshall. It's great to hear from him because he's going to tell you exactly what's going on in D.C. And some of the things that I've heard him say recently are just shocking. And we really need to have people hear from him so they understand from somebody there what's really happening.
Well, I know just from what I saw on the flyer and some of the other stuff I know about the event, you've got snow cones, you'll have inflatables, there's a pie contest. You can apparently there's an auction, a pie auction where these pies have been baked by spouses of elected officials. I've even heard, and I'm going to give a little hit, you know, kind of a little bit of a hint here, but apparently there's an auction for a chance to throw a pie in my face. So I guarantee you there will be.
Really?
Oh yeah, they talked me into it. So apparently there will be pies being thrown, and I'm one of the people that agreed to let them throw a pie in my face. But just going to be lots of fun. And did I hear this right? It's free. I mean, obviously you're going to pay for certain things, but the overall price tag is clearly you're going to be wanting donations if you can get them, right? But it's, you guys are doing this.
Correct.
AFP is sponsoring the food, but it's no cost, right?
It is no cost to come. And I don't know that AFP, that's not necessarily true about AFP, but there's no cost to come. Don't worry about that. We will have a donation box there. You decide. It's up to you. You know, we're going to provide the food for this particular event, or somebody may make a donation for that. That's not been 100% yet, but you know, it's going to be something that come to the event. So it'll be nice, good food for everybody. Plenty of things for the kids. There'll be games for even the adults to play. It's just, we need to get together. We need to do something where we've got like-minded people surrounding us and we could all feel good about ourselves and the event that we're supporting each other.
Well, and that's the fun. That's the point of this. You know, it's time that we start gearing up because we've got a busy election coming up here in literally just over 50 days. But let's go have some fun, bring the kids, get together. And then afterwards, you know, we got to gear up for a very grueling couple of months. So I love the idea of getting together and having a good time and then getting to work.
That's exactly right. So we'd like everybody, please come. The only thing I'm asking is that people send an email to me, to the SCRP chairman, which stands for Sedgwick County Republican Party, SCRP chairman, @gmail.com, and let us know how many people you're planning on bringing to the event so we've got enough food for everybody.
Well, I've posted a flyer with information and the address and everything else on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. If folks want to, they can also find information on the Sedgwick County Republican Party pages. So Deb, thank you again. And of course, I will see you Thursday. And then again, I'll see you on Saturday, where I guess I'm going to be auctioning off an opportunity for somebody to throw a pie in my face. So I guarantee you Brandon Whipple will probably be first in line. So,
well, I'm sure that people are going to have a lot of fun with that.
So. Oh, yeah. Andy Hoosier will probably be in line, too. So, Deb, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. And we'll see you Thursday and Saturday.
Yes. Thank you, and hope everybody has a great night. I guess all of you Chiefs fans, another win at the last 0 seconds.
Yep.
So,
the Bengals fans are crying tonight. Deb, thank you again. I appreciate you, my friend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.